Okay, today's daf, Bava Kama Yutet. We're going to start at the bottom at the Tashma, four lines from the bottom of Yuchet Amabet. For Shlomo for the week, David Avram Ben Miriam, Dvar Batino, as Avram Shema Menchana, or the Penin about Rachel Frida Chayamak, Esther Bat Zippor, Lea, but Rivka Yelmer and Bat Chaya, David Ben Golda, Michal Elisheva, Dvar Bat Kadima, Yaakov and Rosa, Daphna Chaya Bat Sarah, Taya Rachel Bat Tamar Sarah, Lilon Ishmachana Bat Atar, Reza Bat Sarah, Yosef Ben Sviya Cohen, Svi Hirsch Ben Yaakov Halevi Umela. Okay, we're in the middle a little bit from something of yesterday's daf, so we're going to go back and it'll also build on that for today's daf. Rava asks the question, is there ha'ada'a litzrorot? Okay, the big question, okay, let's back up and say, what is tzrorot? Tzrorot means an animal kicks something, let's assume it's pebbles, that's what tzrorot actually are, pebbles, kicks pebbles, the pebbles break something else.
Secondary damage.
Right, secondary damage. Okay, now we're going to talk...
Is that classic grama, or is it not exactly grama?
Right, so it's interesting. They don't really use the terminology of grama here, but they, in a sense, they talk about kocho and koch kocho, right? Is it second hand or third hand? You know, is it even third hand damage? So, which are really terminology that goes along with grama. So I would think it's. I'm not sure that there's any difference between this and grama. So the whole question is going to be, how do we view this issue of tzrorot, okay? Because depending on, is it regel, because the animal's trampling something, which then knocks something else over, or do we say, and if it's regel, then it has all the qualities of regel. It's only reshut ha-yachid, not reshut ha-rabim, right? Only reshut ha-nizak. It's going to, there's no issue of mu'ad or tam. It's always mu'ad ma'atchala. In other words, we expect this kind of thing is going to happen, which explains, number one, why there's no tam and mu'ad, and explains why it's in Rishit HaRabim Yirin HaChayav, because the person should have not left his stuff there, even though the animal didn't actually trample on it, but he knocked something which trampled on it. So, you know, again, you shouldn't have left your stuff there. If we say that, no, this is somewhat atypical, and once we say atypical, well, atypical comes in the category of Karen. And once it comes in the category of Karen, well, then you have Tam and Muad, and then you have that you're Chayv even in Rishut HaRabim, and it leads, you know, all sorts of other things. So now the whole question is going to be, how do we view this? So if you say, Yesh Ha'adah Litzrorot, it means that there is an issue of Tam and Muad. So remember, what does he pay? Tzrorot pays chatzi nezek. So if you pay chatzi nezek, that means, if you say yesh ha'adah, it means that the first time the animal did it, you pay chatzi. The second time, chetzi. The third time, chetzi. Once the animal did it three times, and damaged in this kind of way, we're no longer going to call this atypical behavior for this animal, and we're going to say you're chayav nezek shalem. And that would be if we view it like Karen. But if we view it like Regel, then there's no issue of Muad. He's Muad me'atchala, but he only has to pay chatzi nezek because it's indirect damage. In which case, we're going to say, Ein hadal litzrorot, and therefore he's always going to pay chatzi nezek. And again, part of this whole struggle is, when we see chatzi nezek, it rings a bell. Oh, chatzi nezek. Chatzi nezek is like the chatzi nezek of the Karen, which means that it's going to change from tam to muad. So is this the same chatzi nezek, or is it a different type of chatzi nezek? Because its nature entirely different, and it has to do only with rega, really, and it's really, you're supposed to be chayav full, but we make you only chayav half because it was indirect. So that's the whole debate here. So we're in the process, in the middle of bringing to sources to try to answer this question of Rava, is there hadal litzrorot or not? Okay, so now we bring Tashma. Let's bring in this source. We have two sources now we're going to quote. One is a Braita brought by Rami Bar Yechezkel, Tatani Rami Bar Yechezkel. He's an Emora, but bringing a Braita that he learned. Tarnagol sho shit rosho la'avir klei zchuchit, v'takabo v'shavro, mishalem nezek shalem. So you have a tarnagol. He puts his head into a glass jar, and he blows. He does like, you know, kukuriku, yeah. Okay, and he makes a sound, and the glass shatters. So again, he didn't do it directly. He was just making a noise into it, but it caused the shattering.
Michelle, before you start, when we learned the daf yesterday, for the first time, I was imagining your chart. So this is where I confused one. So at the very end, after they kind of didn't resolve, and they didn't say, you know, that they reached a conclusion, but then they got into all these definitions of why did we need the first if we wouldn't have needed the second. So is this, are we continuing in the same
right
pattern,
now,
or are we doing something?
Right now we're on a new source. Every source they brought until now, they brought, I believe, two sources before, and neither of them gave a conclusive proof to answer this question. So now we're starting new. That's why I'm starting from here. Right. It's a new thing. So he puts his head in, right, and takavo mshalem nezek shalem. Amr of Yosef, Amr Bei Rav, but and on the other hand, we have Rav Yosef, or maybe from the house of Rav, they said this. Sus shetzanaf, a horse neighed, the chamor shenaar, nishana ni'er, or na'ar? Na'ar, I think. Okay. The chamor, what's the word he makes a noise? What's it called?
Braid.
Vishiber takelim, mishalem chatzi nezek. So now, what do you see here? There's a braita that says nezek shalem, and there's this brought by an amora, and there's other amoraim that say chatzi nezek. So now, how are we going to break this down? So first, the Gemara assumes my lav kigon da avid taltazimna. Is it not a case where they did it three times, and that's why? In other words, why would we say you're chayv nezek shalem? That's the whole question. The chatzi nezek one is very obvious. It's tshora. But if you look at the Nezek Shalem, how are we going to explain it? So the Gemara first assumes it must be, it was a muad, it was a tarnagol that did this three times. And that's exactly the machloka between these two approaches. These are the two approaches. Mar savar yesh ha'ada, umar savar ein ha'ada. Okay, and then we're going to say, oh, it's a machloket. Whether, right, so Rava asked this question, and the answer is, there's a machloket about it. And that's why one said, you're chayv nezek shalem, because he assumed after three times you become muad, and the other said, no, even after three times you're not muad. So now the Gemara is going to reject this and say, no, this doesn't have anything to do with ha'adah. Lo, this is referring to b'chad zimna. So what's the machloket about? Very simply, we can go back to another machloket we saw about Strora. You remember? Sumchus and Chachamim had a machloket about whether Chatzin Nezek Strora is, whether you pay Chatzin Nezek for Strora, or Sumchus said you actually pay Nezek Shalem. And we said he doesn't have this halacha l'mosh misinai that you pay Nezek Shalem. Uba plugged to Sumchus for Rabban and Kamif Legay. Okay, and that's their machloket. What?
Do you pay Chatzin Nezek?
He doesn't think that you pay Chatzin Nezek, right? He thinks you pay Nezek Shalem. Okay, sorry. Thanks for correcting me. So Sumchus says, so now what are we going to say very simply? Tana Bar Yechezkel that said you pay Nezek Shalem is just a regular din of Tzorot, and it's Lefi Da'at Sumchus, then it's Nezek Shalem. And Rabbi Yosef, who says Chatzin Nezek, he's going to say that it's based on Chachamim. V'ha Mishunahu. So they say, wait a minute, but how could you say, even if you say this is Din of Tzorot, this is a case of Tzorot that's Mishuna. What does it mean it's Mishuna? It's atypical. An animal doesn't generally put its tarnagol, doesn't stick its head into a glass jar and start blowing. That's not a typical behavior. So therefore, even if you say Chatzin Nezek Tzorot, that there's no Din of Muad and all that, and it's all Regel, in this case, now we have a whole new thing, atypical Tzorot. Now, this, what was our case of Tzorot? He's walking, right? He's doing something normal, and in the normal process, he knocks over these pebbles, and the pebbles go break something. But now we're saying he did something very strange. He stuck his head into a glass jar. That's atypical. So then it should go under the category of Karen, in which case there'll be Chatzin Nezek versus Full Nezek. So now what do they answer? No, it's not a case of Mishuna de'id be'bizrane. What does it mean? It was a case where in the glass jar there was food. There were things for him to eat, and that's why he stuck his head into the jar. So it was typical. Because once you put the food in the jar, then you would assume that he's going to put his head in the jar. We'll see later a case about a sheep who jumps on a barrel. Also, if you stick food there, the assumption is an animal's going to jump. That's the way animals are, right? They see food, they jump. So here, they're saying, therefore, we can say it's a typical case. Okay, so again, we have no conclusion about yesh ha'adah or ein ha'adah, and we leave it. We're done. We're going to have a lot of unanswered questions today, which on one hand is frustrating. On the other hand, what's really interesting about today's daf is we're really trying to understand what the nature of this strohid is, and it all goes back to, do we view it like Karen, as something atypical, or do we view it as regel, as since it's walking and it's doing damage, it's typical behavior. And then again, we get into all the differences. So now, by Rav Ashi, okay, two generations after Rava. Yesh shinoi litzroro l'revia nezek, o ein shinoi litzroro l'revia nezek. If you say that tzroro is chatzin nezek, okay, now, let's say, this goes back to what we were just suggesting about this tarnagol case. If it was a Mishuna case where he did something atypical, the animal wasn't walking and knocked pebbles over, he did something atypical, knocked pebbles, the pebbles broke something else, then maybe you're only chayav, you're chayav like, then it turns into Karen. In other words, let's assume Sroor maybe could be Raga. But then when you do it atypically, it's going to turn into Karen, in which case you're only chayav half damages. Now what half damages? Well, half of half, because Sroor is half, and you're only chayav half, because, okay, so then you'd be chayav only a quarter of the damages. So if you do Sroor, if your animal does Sroor in a way that is atypical, then maybe you're only chayav a quarter damages, or not, or do we say, Shinoi is not relevant. It's not, we don't view this as, was this typical behavior or atypical behavior. Sroor is its own category, and it doesn't have a distinction between typical and atypical. So that's his question. So now they say, Tifshole mi de Rava. Debai Rava yesh hadal litzroer or ein hadal litzroer. Michlal de ein shinoi. Now what do they say? They say, well, two generations before you, Rava asked this question. And what did he say? Is there hadar or is there not hadar? But he didn't ever suggest that there was an issue of quarter damages, right? It was, do we view it as Karen and that's where the half damages comes in? Or do we view it as regel, you know, and then if we view it as Karen, well, then maybe sometimes you'll be high of full damages or sometimes you'll be high of half. But he never suggested that maybe you'd be high of a quarter damages. So if Rava was misupak about this issue and yet he never even suggested a quarter, well, then obviously that wasn't an option. So now the Gemara says, no. Dilma Rava imtim tzilomer kamar. Maybe what Rava meant was like this. Imtim tzilomer means if you want to say this. Imtim tzilomer ein shinoi, yesh hadao ein hada. That's, on the one hand, when Rava asked his question, it was only within a certain option. In other words, there's two options. You could say there is shinoi and you only pay a quarter damages. Or you could say there isn't shinoi. Okay? And we don't use shinoi. Now, what Rava was talking about is, Rava's saying this, you know, he didn't say this, but we could suggest that maybe what he was saying was like this. I'm not even going to talk about if there's shinoi, okay? Maybe there is shinoi, in which case you'd be high quarter damages if you did it in a strange way. But even if you say ain shinoi, then I want to know, now by the way, if you say there's shinoi, then there's going to be tam and muad. Right? Then it's going to be clear there's tam and muad because we're going to view it as Karen. Shinoi means, right, it's Karen, atypical. Shinoi, remember, always means atypical behavior, and that we're always going to view as Karen. That was the whole difference between Karen and Shem V'Regel. Shem V'Regel are typical. So if you're going to say Shinoi, then obviously it's going to be quarter damages. And if you say ain't Shinoi, then still we're going to question, is there Hadar or not? Because what are we saying now? It's not atypical, it's typical. So it's like Regel. However, since we pay chatzi nezek, maybe after the animal does this three times, we might want to say in that case, the owner should be more responsible and should start paying full damages. Not because of Karen, just because of, you know, it's just the situation. In other words, again, we're viewing chatzi nezek, we're equating the chatzi nezek of regel as chatzi nezek of, right, or the chatzi nezek of tzroor of regel as chatzi nezek of Karen, even though we're not viewing it as atypical. We're just saying this is typical. However, there's typical and there's typical. And that is, once it's happened three times, well, then the owner's more responsible.
I thought they asked that yesterday. Sorrow can become muad.
That was yesh hadah. Yeah, that was exactly. So that's what we're talking about. Rava's question. Okay. So the whole question was, when Rava asked this question, he never talked about quarter damages. So how could Rav Ashi now, two generations later, start suggesting that maybe there's quarter damage? So the answer is that when Rava asked this question, is there hadah? He was only talking about if we went along the lines of the possibility that ain shinoi. But if we view it with shinoi, which Rava didn't relate to, but only because he didn't have to question it according to that. In other words, Rava had three possibilities. Okay? It starts like this. Either there's shinoi, in which case there would be Rava Nezek, or, this is all just what the Gemara is suggesting, it's an imtim tzilomer. Or if you say, right, so one option is there's shinoi and there's Rava. Okay? The other option is, which breaks down into two, that's why I said there's three. There's one option, this is very clear cut. Rava's question was all according to the, if you would say, ein shinoi. And if you say ein shinoi, that we don't view this as atypical behavior, still, maybe it breaks up into muad and tam. That was the whole question of Rava, according to this. But Rava wasn't asking if she is Shinoi, because that was also a possibility, but he just didn't mention it. In other words, he was only talking about if you would say there isn't Shinoi, then he wanted to know. Because it was obvious, if you view it as Shinoi, then obviously you're going to have Muad and Tam. So this is all just suggesting why Ravashi had this question even after Rava asked his question. Because maybe Rava was only talking about two out of the three possibilities. He wasn't even relating to if you want to think, but he definitely thought it was an option. He just didn't bring it up. Which is, again, strange. Why wouldn't he have mentioned it? But
doesn't Ein Shinoi already mean Rega, though?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but if you say Ein Shinoi, no, that's the Chidush. That's what I'm saying. Even if you say it's regel, still you might want to equate Chatzi Nezek with Chatzi Nezek.
Okay.
Not saying it's Karen, but it's just viewed like Chatzi Nezek. If you do this already three times, you're going to be high of full damages. Yes, exactly. Okay? So now, obviously the answer, the disappointing answer is Teku. We don't really know. Okay? Like I said, the answers aren't going to be interesting here. It's the questions. Okay. By Ravashi. Now we're going to get to what we mentioned before about this Koch and Koch Kocho. Koch kocho l'sumchus, ki kocho dami, olo. Okay? So now, if we say that sumchus says that you're chayav full damages on sroro, which we call kocho, and the koch of a person caused something to happen, and now even though that person's not attached to it, it came from the person, and therefore he's responsible. But what if he knocked something else which caused the damage? Okay? Third party damage. So now, Mi gamir. Now this is going to a little bit alleviate our issue. What do you mean he didn't have this halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai? Right? That's what we said before. He didn't have halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. What do you mean he didn't have halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai? Maybe mi gamir halacha umokela b'koch kocho. Maybe he did have chatzin nezek tsroro. But what did he say? Chatzin nezek tsroro is in a case of third party and not second party. Okay, so third level where it's koch kocho. Odilma lo gamir halacha kal. Or maybe he really had no halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai at all. And even koch kocho, he's going to say your chayav full damages. And the answer again, teku, we don't know. Okay. I can't remember if it starts here or not, but there was something I wanted to correct from the other day that I don't think I explained properly. When we talked about the ma ben tam le muad, and what did we say, that the tam is mashalei megufo and the muad is mashalei mina aliyah? Okay, this is either for the next section or it's for after, but anyway, I'll preface already. I don't think I explained megufo correctly. I explained it correctly a while ago, but not the other day. So megufo means that you take it from the animal, right? What happens? My animal kills your animal. So your animal, your dead animal, stays with you because that's your dead animal. And what do I have to pay damages for? I have to pay damages. Your dead animal is now worth something, right? That was the whole thing about the pchat nevela. Your animal, let's say, is worth 50 right now. And before, when it was alive, it was worth 100. Okay? So right now, we evaluate it at the moment of the act. Your animal's worth 50. So how much damage did I cause? I caused 50. So if it's a short tom, what do I have to pay? 25. Now, if my animal, the damage your animal, is only worth 20... right? I only have to pay migufo. I only have to pay you 20. That's what it means, migufo. From the body of the animal, I can just give you my animal.
What about the other five?
I don't have to pay you because I don't have to pay any more than my animal is worth. Mm-hmm. That's the whole chidush about a short time. Okay. So I only pay you as much as my animal's worth. If my animal's worth less, then I don't have to pay you any more. But muad is paid mina aliyah from my nechassim, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if my animal's worth less. I have to pay the full amount. Okay, so that's important. I'm sorry that I didn't explain it properly the other day. Okay, so now let's go on. Haytam mevaetet o shayut tsrorot menatzim mitachat regla. This is the continuation of the Mishnah. The animal was kicking, or there were tsrorot from under its feet. V'shavra takelim mishalem chatzin nezek. So now we're going to ask a question on this. Ibai lehu. Hechi ka'amar haitam ve'etet ve'ezika bebiuta ot sroroku or chayu mishalem chatzi nezek v'rabbanan hi. Do we read it like this? It was kicking and it damaged while it was kicking, or pebbles ki or chayu in its typical way. Okay, we're getting into this typical thing again. Your mishalem chatzi nezek, in which case who shita would this be? Sroro is chatzi nezek. It's rabbanan. O dilma, or maybe it reads like this. Haitame ve'etet be'zika bibiuta, it damaged something with its kicking. O tsroro machma biut. What does that mean? as you were kicking, remember what kicking is the category of? Keren. So while you were kicking, you kicked rocks, pebbles, and they damaged something. And then Meshalem Chatzi Nezek is what the Mishnah says. And the whole question here is, when they talked about Sroret, did they mean Sroret as you're walking or Sroret as you're kicking, as you're doing atypical behavior? And therefore, if you say it was from atypical behavior, you have to pay Chatzi Nezek. What would happen? Ha ki orche, if you were walking normally, what would we say? Meshalem Nezek Shalem. Right? Then you'd be Chayev Nezek Shalem. Umane Sumchusi. And then we're saying only because it was Mishuneh, this goes back to the question we were asking before, is there Shinoi or not? So if it was Ki Orche, typical, then it would be Mishalem Nezek Shalem, and that would be according to Sumchus, who says that Sroet is Nezek Shalem. So now they're going to say Tashma Misefa. By the way, before I go on, I forgot to mention one thing. When we said this thing about Karen, is it in the previous sugya, is there Shinoi or not? So again, that would go into this whole issue. If we view it as Karen, there's a machloket about whether the question is also, is it Chayav, one second. Right. There were two ways to view his question about Shinoi. One was to say, I'm sorry I'm stopping, I just realized I forgot to say something I wanted to say. When we said, is there Shinoi, there's a question, are we trying to say, do we view it like Karen, in which case you pay Revia, and in which case the other issue goes along with it, which is that you're Chayav even in Rashid HaRabim, okay? Or is it obvious that you're Chayav in Rashid HaRabim, and the question is just, and is it obvious, some of them are Persian, but it's obvious that it's like Karen, and you're Chayav in Rashid HaRabim, the question is going to be, are you Chayav Revia or Chatzi? In other words, is this... Sroret plus Karen puts it, you know, Karen is always half of whatever you're supposed to be chayav. Or do we say no? Karen is half, and here it's half because it's Sroret, but it's half because it's Karen anyway. In other words, right, you follow? Either it's a question, do we view it as Karen or do we view it as regular? If we view it as regular, it's chatzi. If we view it as Karen, we're going to go down to a quarter. And if we view it as regular, we're going to say regular is only Rashid HaYachid, Rashid HaNizah. Or do we view it as Karen? Some people say, no, it's obvious that once you do it atypically, it's Karen, but the question is, does Karen plus Chatzi Nezek of Sroret drop it down to a quarter? Or do we say it's still half? Because Karen is half, and Chatzi Nezek is Sroret is half, but we just say half. We don't drop it down a level, okay? And then you would say atypical behavior of Sroret is going to be, for sure, though, Chayav and Rashid HaRabim. Okay, whereas if you questioned whether it's regular Karen, then again, it's going to be a question, is it Chayav and Rashid HaRabim or not? So there's lots of, and I'm just complicating things more, because there's lots of different permutations about how to understand this. So maybe it's clear it's Karen, and it's just a matter, do we drop it down to a quarter according to Ravashi? Or maybe it's not clear whether it's Karen or not, and it's just a matter of, you know, is it regular or is it Karen?
I'm trying to get a situation where it's Rashid HaRabim. Like, if I have my animals, they're in my property.
So this would be a good case. Your animal is walking in Rashid HaRabim, and it kicks something, it kicks a pebble. So if it's walking, then that's regel. And when the pebble kicks, it hurts, it breaks something. So that's regel, and that's going to be typical behavior, and it's in Rashid HaRabim. So you should have realized that your stuff, whatever you left in, you know, you left your kli in the middle of the road, your fault. But if it happens that the animal kicked a pebble and broke your kalim, so that's a good question. On the one hand, your kalim shouldn't have been there. On the other hand, you weren't expecting that the animal was going to get up and kick the pebble, so maybe you shouldn't be responsible. Maybe, you know, it's going to be like Karen, and it's going to be chatzina. You know, it's going to be, if it's Karen, then you're going to be responsible. Okay? In other words, the person who left the kalim wasn't expecting someone to go and kick the rocks far away. You know, who knows where he left. Or you could say, what do you mean? Whether the pebbles were kicked or the pebbles were stepped on, it almost doesn't matter. Your kalim were there. And it's all about how we view these things. So that's all the questions they're raising. So these are all a lot of thinking questions. There's no conclusions about them. Okay, so now when we read this Mishnah and it says that Hizika bibiita or Sroro, when we said Sroro, do we mean bibiita and with a shinoi, or do we mean that it was Keor Chayim? Now, if you say, right, then what are we going to say? If it did it because it kicked its Chatzi Nezek, but if it did it Keor Chayim, Keor Chay, Mishalem Nezek Shalem. Now we're talking within a Rishudei Nanizak. And who would that be? Umane sumchusi. And that's sumchus, right? Because he said that even sroro, your machayev nezek shalem. So tashma mi seifa. Let's try to learn it from the seifa. Darsa la kli v'shvarto. Okay, steps on a kli and breaks it, it says after this, right after that case. V'nafal ha-shever al kli acher v'shivro. So now what happened, right? He steps on a kli, he breaks it. Then that broken shard breaks another kli. So ala rishon mishalem nezek shalem. V'ala charon chatzi nezek. So what's this going to prove? Is it Rabbanan or is it Sumchus? Has to be Rabbanan. It can't be Sumchus because why would there be chatzi nezek? V'sumchus mi'i le'chatzi nezek. Right? So what could you suggest? Well, do you remember we had a question about Sumchus, about koch kocho? Maybe we can call this a koch kocho case. V'chi tema rishon. Rishon is rishon lahataza. The first one that gets broken was the one that the pebbles kicked. V'sheni, sheni lahataza. Right? And the second one was an indirect, right? The second kli cost. And v'shane le l'sumchus ben kocho l'koch kocho. And that's how you could read our Mishnah. Well, what's going to be the problem? You can't possibly read the Mishnah that way, because if you could read the Mishnah that way, then Rav Ashi would have had an answer to his question. Remember, Rav Ashi questioned that, we didn't have an answer. So, Ella, hadabai Rav Ashi, koch kocho l'simchus kekocho dami olav kekocho dami, tivshot le delav kekocho dami. Right? You can very simply learn from here, then, that simchus holds, it's not the same, because there he would be mechayev chatzi nezek, in koch kocho. But now we can say, no. You could say that the Mishnah reads this way, and what would you say? Rav Ashi just didn't read the Mishnah, leave it to simchus. Rav Ashi, kirabana mokele. In other words, maybe Rav Ashi thought this Mishnah was the Libet de Rabbanan. Ubaile, ubaila hachi. And this is his question. Haitame ve'ete ve'zika bebiuta otsrok or chayu chatzi nezek. And hamachma biut revia nezek. V'yeshinoi. Odilma, haitame ve'ete ve'zika bebiuta otsrok or hamachma biut chatzi nezek ve'en shinoi teiko. Okay, so now we're going to say, and here would be the question. If it's a Libet de Rabbanan, what's our question? Okay, if it was, remember we said, if it's a Libet de Rabbanan, it doesn't really work, right? So now we're going to suggest how we could read it in a Libet de Rabbanan. If it was kicking, and it damaged while it was kicking, or tsrorok or chayhu, okay, or tsrorok typically, right, you were just walking, chatzi nezek, okay, but then that would imply what? That you're chayav chatzi nezek if you did it kor chayhu. But if you did it because you kicked it, what would you be chayav? A quarter, right? Goes back to his other question. Maybe there's a quarter damages or not. But yes, shinoi, right? And then you would hold that there is shinoi by this. O dilma, or maybe you read it, haitame ve'ete ve'zika bebiuta, o tsrora machma biud chatzi nezek ve'en shinoi. Or does the Mishnah mean, no, we're talking about atypical behavior and it's still chatzi nezek, in which case there is no issue of shinoi. Okay, and again, we're left with the question. Then this basically reads as the same question as previously, right? And then we read it the same way, and again, we're left with the same conclusion. We don't know. Okay, another question. Bar mine Rabbi Abba bar Mamo mi Rabbi Ami. Ba'amre lami Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Okay, it's a question who he actually asked the question from. Haitama halecha, which almost isn't so important because we don't get an answer, so it's not like he's going to get an answer here. Haitama halecha b'makom she'iyaf sharla. Ela im kein him in a tezet. Okay, let's say he walks in a place where it's filled with pebbles, and there's no possible way he could walk without knocking the pebbles. Okay, uba'ata bihizika. Uba'ata bihitiza bihizika. Okay, and then the animal, what does he do? Instead of walking on it, now if he walked on it, what would happen? It for sure would have damaged. But instead, he kicks it, which remember is atypical, and then it damages. Mam. Do we say kevan de iaf sharla or chehu? Since he had no way of going but to kick these. In other words, what did he have to do? He had to kick them to get them out of his way. He had no other choice. Are we going to call this orche? Odil mahashtamia machma biu kamenatza, and therefore kamenatza itzroro. And therefore, we're going to say no. Maybe it's still atypical because he kicked it. Okay, and teku. Again, we're going to say teku. So now there's a big debate. What exactly his question is? There's three options. I'm going to give you quickly. One is if we say it's orche, and what's the ramification? Whether we say it's orche, it doesn't say. So maybe the question is, if it's orche, then you pay full damages, and if it's biut, you pay half damages. Okay? Or maybe his question is, If it's orche, then there's no distinction between tam and muad. And if it's not, if it's atypical, then it's going to depend. It'll be chatzi if it was tam, and it'll be shalem if it was muad. And then the third option is to say that the real question is, are you chayav b'rishut harabim or not? Okay, in other words, was this happening in Rishut Yechida? Was it happening in Rishut Harabim? If it was happening in Rishut Harabim, and we call this Shinoi, then we're going to be Karen and you're going to be Chayev. If we call this Rishut Harabim and we say it's Regel, because he's just walking, even though he kicks it, right? And then again, you're going to say, well, it's Regel and he's Pater. So it's unclear even what this question is, and then obviously it's unclear what the answer is. But again, this is all just review, because these are all the possibilities. It all is a matter of, do we view it as regel? And as if you don't get all the distinctions, the main thing to remember here is, we keep asking, are we viewing things as regel? In which case, all the criteria, or maybe some, like part of the questions are, is it all the criteria of regel? Is it some of the criteria of regel? And do we say your patrum should arbim? Do we say this nezek shalem? Do we say, right, how do we view this? And do we not distinguish between tam and muad, or do we say it's karem, or we're then going to say yochai and rishud arbim? We're distinguishing tam and muad. There's maybe revia nezek versus half nezek. You know, there's all these questions and permutations. But it all goes back to, how do we view atypical tzroroth? Do we view atypical tzroroth as karem because they're atypical, or do we view them as regal because tzroroth bechlal comes under regal? Bamine Rabbi Yirmiyami Rabbi Zera. You remember Rabbi Yirmiyah is the one who always asks these nudniki questions, so he's going to start asking, and then he's going to, it's not so nudniki this time, but it's a little more, reasonable. So he asked Rabbi Zera a question. Haitama halechet b'rishit harabim, be'itiza be'izika. If you see the ba'atas in parentheses, and most of your so don't have ba'ata, okay, that's obviously going to change the meaning, whether it kicks it and it's atypical or not. Okay, so now we're just saying he was walking b'rishit harabim, he'itiza, he knocks over pebbles, be'izika. Mahu. Okay, is it like Karen and your chayav im rishud harabim, or is it regel and your patur? Amar le mistabra. So Rabbi Zera answers. It seems that tolada de regel hu. Okay, it seems like it's a tolada of regel. So therefore, you're going to be patur im rishud harabim. Okay, so he answers this. Now, what does he question further? Comes Rabbi Yirmiyah and he says, well, what if, or this is his what if question, let's say the animal's walking in Rishit HaRabim, and then he kicks the pebbles into Rishit HaYachid, right? You can totally see it, right? Exactly. So that's why I say it's not as nudniki a question as usual, right? This is a pretty good question. And it goes into Rishit HaYachid. So what do we say? So Amar Leh, and here he quotes him from, if we're talking about Rishit HaRabim, Rishit HaYachid, what does this immediately think, what do you think about? Hilchot Shabbat. So he says, Akira Enkan, Hanacha Yeshkan. If there's no actual Akira, in other words, the Akira happened, when did it leave his Rishut? When it was Mutar for him in Rishut HaRabim. So since there's no Akira in Rishut HaYachid, then we're not going to count the Hanacha as being a problematic Hanacha in Rishut HaYachid, and therefore he's Pater. Okay, that's what he says right now. Now, according to this, you kind of have to view his view of why you Pater. Okay, some people say the reason you're patur in Rishut HaRabim is why, right? This is a big question. Why are you patur in Rishut HaRabim? There's two, right? There's two views. Is it the owner shouldn't have left his kalim in Rishut HaRabim, right? Or because maybe you say, and this is what you'd have to say according to this reading of Rabbi Zera, we're going to see Rabbi Zera is going to change his mind. But at this point, you could say that how does Rabbi Zera view it? That the idea is, and we'll get to this later also in the daf, that we can't expect a person to watch his animals every second while they're walking in Rishut HaRabim. Like, it's just not, it's too much to ask of people. So therefore, if your animal's in Rishut HaRabim and he knocks pebbles and they happen to go into Rishut HaYachid, well, you weren't supposed to be watching your animal for that. That's not what we make you responsible for. So therefore, you're not responsible. Okay? Now, it doesn't relate to the other aspect of what we said, why are you patur in Rishut HaRabim? Because the person should have expected that that kind of thing's going to happen and shouldn't have left his kalim there. We're looking at the other perspective. And that's what we're going to end in the end conclude. But right now, you can view it from the owner of the animal's perspective and not the owner of the object. From the owner of the animal's perspective, well, how much can I watch my animal, right? I can't watch him every second. I have to allow him to walk in Rishut HaRabim. Okay. So right now, that's what he answers. He says, you're patur. So now, one second, okay. So now he questions him. Etibe. But now we have a problem with what you said. Because what does it say in a braita? Haitama halecha paderech v'itiza, bein b'rishud ha'yachid, bein b'rishud ha'rabim chayav. A braita says explicitly that you're chayav tshroret in rishud ha'rabim. My la v'itiza b'rishud ha'rabim, v'zika b'rishud ha'rabim. Now he's going back to question his first statement. How could you say it's a tolad av regel and you're pacha b'rishud ha'rabim? There's a braita that says you're chayav in rishud ha'rabim. So he answers, ah, no. When the Braita said you're chayav in Rishud HaRabim, it didn't mean you're chayav if you kicked in Rishud HaRabim and damaged in Rishud HaRabim. When were you chayav? He teased the Rishud HaRabim, v'izika b'Rishud HaYachid. It must be that you're chayav when you kicked in Rishud HaRabim and it went to Rishud HaYachid. So now Rabbi Yirmiyah says to him, what do you mean? Ha'amarta, kira ein kan, anacha yesh kan. Didn't you just say, though, you're putra in that case also? So Amarle, hadre b. I changed my mind. Yeah, well, you might laugh, but what happened? He saw the Braita. He said, well, the Braita must be talking about some case where Yechayv and Rishud HaRabim, and he couldn't fathom that it was Rishud HaRabim to Rishud HaRabim, so it must be Rishud HaRabim to Rishud HaYachid. Okay, again, he's going to question him. Etive darsa l'kli, it's going to be the same mahalach here, v'shevarto, v'nafala shevar l'kli achir v'shibro. Okay, this is our Mishnah. Ala rishon m'shalem nezek shalem, v'ala chorom m'shalem chatzi nezek. V'tane alan, it was said, there was a Braita that explained our Mishnah. In Rishud HaRabim, you're chayev on the second one. That is, you're chayev on Stroro. You're pacha for the first one because the first one was regel. You're chayev on this, right? What happened? You stepped on a kli, you broke it. Well, that's regel. But when that kli jumped and hit something else, you're chayev on the second one. So what do you see here? You're chayev on Rishud HaRabim for Stroro. So my love, itiza Rishud HaRabim, vizika Rishud HaRabim. So again, what does he answer? Lo. And again, he questions him. Right? You have to figure out these must have been two misarot of what happened exactly, because he wouldn't need to question him again because he knows that he changed his mind. But here it says, "V'hamar takira einkan hanacha yeshkan." Didn't you say that you're pater in that case? So Amarle Hadrevi, I changed my mind. Okay, so now we're going to question this. Ini, is this really true that you're chayav nezek? I'm sorry, one second. We're questioning that you're not chayav in Rishud HaRabim. Okay, so now, v'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein chatzi nezek chaluk lo l'Rishud HaYachid v'lo l'Rishud HaRabim. Rabbi Yochanan has this statement and says, whenever you pay half damages, there's no distinction Rishud HaYachid v'Rishud HaRabim. Now, what's going to be included in half damages? Well, we've got two things, right? When we see chatzi nezek, it rings two bells, right? What does it ring bells? Karen, which we know there's no distinction with Rishud HaRabim, and now Stroro. So when Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein chatzinezek, there's no distinction with Rishud HaYachid Rishud HaRabim, my love is it not, he teaser b'Rishud HaRabim, b'zika b'Rishud HaRabim. So now we answer, no, what he meant was, he teaser b'Rishud HaRabim, b'zika b'Rishud HaYachid. Okay, again, we're going to say, oh, when he said Stroro is chayav in Rishud HaRabim, what did he mean? Rishud HaRabim to Rishud HaYachid. We didn't really mean Rishud HaRabim. To Rabbi Zera, it can't possibly, he just can't fathom that you're going to be chayav in Rishud HaRabim because he views it as regel. So he's going to say, anytime you want to say the chatzi nezek Stroret is chayav in Rishud HaRabim, we're going to assume it's Rishud HaRabim to Rishud HaYachid. So then again, he asks him, v'hamar takira ein kan, anacha yesh kan. Amalei hadrebi. Again, he says, I was choserbi. So again, you'd have to imagine that these three things are three different misarot of what exactly happened, because otherwise it doesn't make sense. If he already changed his mind, he would have known he changed his mind, and he wouldn't be asking again. But this one has a different way of reading it, a different possible answer. Ibait ema, or you could say, ki amar Rabbi Yochanan, amar Rabbi Yochanan said, chatzi nezek, there's no distinction between Rishud HaRabim, Rishud HaYachid. What do you think he meant? It's true that chatzi nezek rings two bells, but if I asked you, after we finish learning this Masechet, and I ask you about Chatzi Nezek, you're probably, I mean, maybe not after today, but you're probably more likely to think of Karen in your head rather than Sroret. Sroret's a unique halacha. But when you think about Karen, you think Chatzi Nezek is Karen. Short Tom, Shor Mu'ad, it's like the main topic of, you know, this part of the Masechet anyway. So it could be that when he said it, Ki Amar B'Yochanan, a Karen, he was only talking about Karen. He wasn't talking about Sroret. And then you wouldn't even ask this question, and then you wouldn't have to answer it up. So it's possible that's what he meant. Okay, and then you're not bothered by the fact that he says there's no distinction between Rishud HaYachid and Rishud HaRabim, which really sounds like you're chayav fully in Rishud HaRabim, and not this unique case where it was Rishud HaRabim that went into Rishud HaYachid. And it's a bit of a weak, you know, answer before. So this is a better answer.
Did Rabbi Yochanan define Sroet as Karen?
Right, so we don't know what Rabbi Yochanan said about it.
Then
right.
It would make more sense.
Then it would make more sense if he says it's Karen, exactly. Okay, Yatzev Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyev Rabbi Yoshaya Akila. Okay, they were sitting on Akila de Rabbi Yehuda. They were sitting on, I forget this, the porch, right. The porch in front of their house. Nafak milta mi benayu. They started learning something. Kish kisham biz nevamahu. What if an animal wags his tail? Okay, now tail wagging, right? That's something typical. Amarle idach, the other one said, obviously we don't know who said what, this is like the same as what we said before. What is the owner responsible to basically hold the animal's tail when they're walking? First of all, it's not, you can see he can hold the front of an animal, but certainly not the back of an animal. Right? He's got to watch him from the front, he doesn't do this, he's got to watch him from the back, his tail isn't wagging, you know, come on. So, ihachi Karen Nami Nema. So if you're going to say what, he doesn't have to hold his tail, you can say the same thing about Karen. V'chiyach zenu b'Karen v'yelach. What? Does he have to hold his Karen and go? So in other words, Karen yuchayev in Rishud Arabim, right? So yuchayev chatzin yazek. So now they're going to say, hachi hashta, don't compare these two cases. Karen lav orche, ha orche. Karen is atypical. That's why he's not expected to hold the animal's Karen in Rishud Arabim. You're only chayev half damages, right? You're not chayev full damages. But this is typical behavior. So now, he says, and therefore, if it's typical behavior, again, what are we going to say? It comes under the category of regel and your putter in Rishud Arabim. So now they say, v'chi me'achad d'orche, my me'bayelis. I don't understand. If this is typical, so why did he even ask the question? So now we say, kishkush yeterem b'payelis. He was talking about excessive wagging. If it was the animal was really, really wagging and not, you know, just typical. And then, I'm not going to get into this, but there's a few different ways about how to read the sugya again. Did he think he was asking about typical, and that's what he answered, and in which case we don't have an answer about atypical, or did he understand from the beginning he was talking about atypical wagging, and he still said you're not responsible? So, distinction there. By the way, one thing I forgot to also point out, there were a lot of interesting things chased off that. When we had the whole debate about Reva Nezek or Chatzi Nezek, and we didn't resolve it, so what's the halacha then? So the halacha is Reva Nezek. Why? Because I'm a Tzimah Chavero, Alav Haraya. He has to pay, so that's very interesting. That's one opinion, by the way. Not everyone agrees, but the Rambam says that. Okay, other people say that, no, it's actually Chatzi Nezek, but the Rambam says based on that, it's Reva Nezek. Okay, by Rav Eina, Kishkisha ba'amatamau. Okay, let's say the animal's in mating season, and he takes his penis, and he starts shaking it around, like out of this mating season, and then he damages mahu. Mi amrina, midi dehavia, Karen. Karen, if you want to say it's like Karen, and Karen lab yitzra katakifle, hachanami loshna. Do we say it's like Karen, that, you know, Karen was some atypical behavior got into him, and here also, it's his yitzra got into him and was causing him to behave in this way. O dilma, or maybe we say, Karen kavanatola hazik, beha en kavanatola hazik. Teku. On the one hand, Karen is this atypical behavior gets into him, but there's a difference between atypical behavior that's not intentional, intentionally trying to cause damage, or atypical behavior like Karen, where he's trying to cause damage. Where the kishkaba amata is not trying to cause damage, he's just in this, you know, weird mode of behavior. Okay, right. Sexual state that's causing him to do it. Hatarnigolim muadim lahalech kidarkanu l'shaber. Okay, now we get to these tarnigolim. Amar Rav Huna. Okay, this was this case where he had a dalil. Okay, now there's a machloka. What exactly a dalil is among the mafresh? Is it a string? Is it a dli? Some people say it's a different nusach and it's dli. It's a, you know, it was attached to a pail or something. So Rav Huna comes and says, Lo shanu ela shenikshar me'alav, aval ksharo adam chayav. So now they're going to say, Rav Huna says, now what we're going to have here is Rav Huna explains the mission a certain way, then we say, oh no, Rav Huna's statement makes no sense, and it has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Rav Huna said a statement on something entirely different. But right now we think that Rav Huna is saying it on our Mishnah. And what does he say? You're only chayav. Okay, now what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that you're chayav, right? If it's chayav zelo kashor baraglav, then you're chayav chatzin nezek. Okay, so you're chayav chatzin nezek only according to Rav Huna if it was nikshar me'elav. If he got onto the animal some way. Aval ksharo adam, you're going to be chayav nezek shalem. So now they say, nikshar me'elav man chayav. If nikshar me'elav, then who's chayav the half damages? Right? In other words, if somehow this turn to gold gets something tied on its leg, ilem abal hadalil, if you're going to say, the guy who owned the string or the dalil or whatever it was, hey chidami. Ida atne, if it was hidden, then anusu, right? If you put it really to the side and hit it, and some other trying to go found it and took it out. Well, you're not responsible. Remember, we're talking about the owner of the dali. Let's say it was a dali. It's a little easier to imagine than a string. But let's say, right, he takes a dali and he gets somehow attached to it, and that dali then damages someone. So that's not the owner of the dali's responsibility. He hid it away. V'lo atzne. And if he left it out in full sight and the tarnagol could have easily gotten to it, well, then posheahu. Then he's fully responsible, and then there's no chatzi nezek. So therefore, let's try this. El chayav bala tarnagol. So if you want to say the bala tarnagol is chayav, maishna kule nezek dilo, dichtiv kivtach ishbor v'lo shorbor. Why aren't you chayav chatzi nezek shalem for this? It's a typical case of bor, right? The animal... It's the instead of the person doing it himself, right? The animal put an obstacle in Rishut HaRabim. So that's bor. Now, why aren't you chayav? Because what does it say in the pasuk? Ki yiftach ish bor. It doesn't say ki yiftach shor bor, right? It doesn't have your shore making a bor. You're not chayav for that. Well, then if you're not chayav for that full damages, chatzi nezek nami, ish bor velo shor bor. Whoever said you're chayav half damages if your shore puts an obstacle in Rishut HaRabim. There's no connection at all of shore to bor. So basically, you shouldn't be chayav at all. So therefore, they have to explain the Mishnah somewhat differently. Okay? This means that that he threw it. He threw it.
Yeah.
Right, where the animal throws it.
Then it's a case of tsuros.
Right, he threw it onto another kli. Okay, right. In which case, it's a typical case of tsuros. And that's why it's chatzi damage. And then when Rav Huna comes and says, well, it's right, it's a difference between Nikshar Me'alav and Ksharo Adam, well, that has nothing to do with Tzorot or not. So therefore, we're going to say that when Rav Huna said it, Ba'al Me'itmar, he said it in general about something else. And what was he talking about? Dalil Hefker. If you have a dalil, whether it's a string or anything, any sort of object that didn't belong to anybody, then, and not Tzorot, but okay, then we're going to say, Nikshar Me'elav Patur. If it was, so now what happens? You have this Dilil Hefker, which means it's not the responsibility of the person who left the Dili, because the Dili is Hefker. So it's the responsibility now of nobody. So therefore, you're Patur. But Ksharo Adam Chayav. But if the owner of the animal took a Dili that was Hefker and attached it to the animal, or took a string that was Hefker and attached it to the animal, well then, even though the object didn't belong to anyone, he now assumes responsibility. And this is something we learned before, which is Amar Rav Huna Bar Manoch Mishum Baroha Mitgalgel Baraglei Adam Baraglei Behema. This is a typical case of a boar that was brought there because it got kicked by the animal or by a behema. And then you're responsible. And then you're fully responsible. In other words, the case we were talking about in our Mishnah was a case of Tsroro, which had nothing to do with Rav Huna's statement. Rav Huna's statement was talking about if you leave it in Rishut HaRabim and someone is Nitkalbo, then you're responsible because it was Boro Mitzkalkel, Boro Glei Adam, Boro Glei Behema. That means if your animal, not kicked it, but he rolled it into the place, basically, okay, and he kind of like leaves it there, then you're responsible. Okay, and even if it was a hefker item, since you attached it to the animal, then you're responsible. If it was a hefker item and you didn't attach it to the animal, then you're not responsible at all. Okay, and that's what he was saying. So we'll start tomorrow with chains.